I observe that there's three aspects, three levels of assurance taught in the Bible. And one is, and the most simple, the most basic level of assurance is just taking God at his word in faith. And in other words, here's John 3:16. It does say that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And if the heart is sincere and he said, Lord, you said this, I do believe it. And if he does sincerely, truly believe it, well, he can have some measure of assurance right there by just taking God at his word. And but then there's a second level of assurance, and that is our walk with God. As we, after we profess Christ, we set out following the Lord, why, there's assurance that way too. We see our lives being changed. We see our life being conformed to the Word of God. And so there's assurance then at that second level too. But then the third level of assurance is, and the highest and the most infallible, you might say, would be the witness of the Spirit. Whereby the Spirit of God comes to the Christian either at regeneration or after regeneration and just floods his heart with love and tells him, you're mine, I'm yours. And you see these three levels in Romans chapter 5. You know, it starts out, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So there, you're taking God at his word, you're believing, and so you have peace with God. But then it goes on to say in not only this, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation works patience, patience experience, and experience hope, and hope doesn't disappoint. So there's hope. How? By character development and by our walk with God. You know, the book of 1 John is full with those type of tests. You know, by this we know we've come to know him because we keep his commandments. And so that's the second level. And then there's a third level, which comes again right after that in Romans chapter 5, where it says hope doesn't disappoint. For the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given to us. And so there's the witness of the Spirit. And you see that in the life of Christ, you know, where of course, you know, he was, so to speak, a believer. I mean, he was already a son of, he was the Son of God. And but nevertheless, there was an upon baptism, there was an upon witness of the Spirit, where the Spirit of God came and said, you are my beloved Son, in you I'm well pleased. Romans chapter 8, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So for the Christian, I'm fully persuaded that the Bible teaches there are repeated fillings of the Spirit, repeated witnesses of the Spirit. And, you know, day by day we can ask for the Spirit of God. We can ask, Lord, would you fill me with your Spirit today? In Acts chapter 3, here Peter, by Acts chapter 3, had been filled with the Spirit three times. And so, you know, just fresh meetings with God where the Spirit of God comes and says, you're mine, it's okay, I'm with you, I love you. And so you could sum it up with three W's. First, there's the Word, taking God at his word by faith. And then there's the second W, and that is the walk. And then there's the third W, and that is the witness of the Spirit. It's a birthright for every child of God. And so the thing to do, you know, is to not to worry about it too much, but just be devoted to following the Lord with all your heart, following him, and then he'll make sure you have the assurance that you need. We're saved by faith, not by assurance, but it will follow sooner or later.
For more media content from I'll Be Honest, visit us online at IllBeHonest.com.